Hello, listeners. Welcome to Walls Hit and Miss. It's a programme of music from my collection for you to try and guess what we're playing. There's no prizes, just a bit of fun. So sit back and relax and enjoy the memories. The first song is from 1969. It's a well-known group. See if you know who they are. Lovely to see you, of course it is. And that was Justin Hayward with The Moody Blues from a 1969 album On the Threshold of a Dream. Nice song. Well, we now move to a female vocalist who was well known when she was very young. Not recording now, I don't think, unless I'm wrong on that one. See if you can recognise her voice.
Bye.
Well, did you recognise the voice? It was actually Charlotte Church, and that was called Just Wave Hello. I think she changed her sort of outlook as time moved on, but obviously at the time when she was recording, very much in line with Hayley Westerner, her voice was very popular. And the song, of course, is a lovely one. The Ford Global Anthem it is. So Just Wave Hello from Charlotte Church. So the next piece of music is a soundtrack, incidental music from a motion picture, released in 1998. It'd be a hard one, perhaps, to identify with, but I'll give you a clue. It did star Gary Oldman, William Hurt, Matt LeBlanc, and Heather Graham. Mimi Rogers in it, too. So maybe you can identify which film it was from. It was obviously to do with outer space. Here we go. Piece of music was The Robot Attack, and it came from the movie Lost in Space. I guess it was based on the TV series of the 1960s. It's a film I haven't seen, so I'm not sure really what the plot was all about, but I guess they were lost in space. You're listening to Walls Hit and Miss on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM with Wallace Trickett. Next piece of music, well-known singer. You won't be able to, you'll certainly be able to recognise who he is. Perhaps maybe identify the year when this song came out.
Some people, they tease one another, take pride in themselves, keeping the other one down. Well, love
Well, you certainly would have recognised the voice as Cliff Richard with his song Some People. And it was actually recorded way back in 1987. And that track came from Cliff Richard's private collection, which is on CD with another 18 songs of his. Always great songs that he brought out. So, Some People. I should have mentioned at Lost in Space was conducted and scored by Bruce Broughton. I'm sorry about that. I should have mentioned it last time. So we move on and we're going to a stage show now. This is the Australian cast recording of a musical. And looking at the notes, it looks like it was around about 1995. I think when it came up, I'll correct myself on that if I'm wrong, but this is one number from the show. See if you recognise what it was.
I don't know exactly how it started, but it started in fun. I just wanted someone to be gay with, to play with someone. But now I realize that I could never let you go, and I've come to tell you so. Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think our love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. No, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Well, that may have been a hard one to identify. The actual singer was, her part in the show was Dorothy Brock. And I'm just looking now at the cast list, and it was actually Nancy Hayes who sang that for us. And the song was You're Getting to Be a Habit With Me from 42nd Street. The Australian cast, which the production was 1989. There. So you learn something every day. I picked that one up from a bulk amount of CDs that I managed to find on musicals and shows. And it's got some nice numbers on, so I might play some more for you down on other shows later on. Yeah, so there we go. Nancy Hayes. Okay, now a British group from the 1970s who were recording right through until probably this century. So see if you can pick up who the voice is. This chap was actually in the group and then left to do his own thing. It's from 1970.
By the way... Stupid. Dope. 3, 4...
Angels' gowns shine white. sun. You have something to live for.
The group started off really in the 1960s and started making their name through in the 70s, and eventually we came known more so as Electric Light Orchestra, and that was Roy Wood singing with the group. He obviously broke away eventually to become Wizard, but he's singing Whisper in the Night from their collection album, which includes other songs like The Battle of Marston Moor and the overture of 10-5-3-8, as well as Roll Over Beethoven. I was actually going to play Roll Over Beethoven, but it's quite long, so I hope you like that one. That's the early version. There's another version that he made which has more orchestral backing, but yeah, interesting. And the start of it, of course, they're just having a bit of fun in the studio, so we kept that in. We next move to an instrumental, which of course you will know what I'm going to play now. Yes, it's Alan Parsons Project, and see if you can tell me which album and which year this was made, which album it came from. We'll be right back. Well, the album was iRobot and released in 1977. It was Alan Parsons Project's second album commercially. And you can just picture when you listen to it, the machines, like in a factory, they're producing car components, you know, busily making the same component over and over again. It was well ahead of its time, and it's got some really, really good tracks on the album. I say I never apologise enough for playing his music, because it's very, very good. So there we have it, Alan Parsons Project. We're going to have a female vocalist next, and a lady who we haven't played on the programme before. She was well known in the 1970s on television. She's going to sing for us a piece of music which was written by a famous composer. She's singing in German, and the lyrics are by Ludwig Rellstab. Who is the lady singing?
Fliehen meine Lieder durch die Nacht zu dir. In den Stillen ein Herr Lieder, Liebster, komm zu Flüstern, schlanke Wipfel rauschen in des Mondes Licht, in des Mondes Licht. Willst mein lebend Herz du lauschen, warte jetzt
listening to Walls Hit and Miss on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM with Wallace Trickett. The piece of music we've just listened to was written by Franz Schubert, a called Serenade. But did you guess the lady singing? As I said, she was very well known on television, British television at least, in the 1970s, and made regular appearances on shows like The Val Dunican Show. Nana Mouskouri. So there she is singing that lovely song for us. And the arrangement was made by Alain Goriguia. Goriguia, as it's pronounced. So I hope you enjoyed that song. Lovely serenade with Nana Mouskouri. Next, a song by a gentleman who made mainly spiritual music. We don't often play a lot on this programme, but I hope you enjoy this song. It's very powerful. He has been through quite a lot of issues himself, and he was well known in mainly the, more faith-related songs in the 1990s. I listened to some of his music and was quite intrigued by some of the lyrics and songs. I wonder if you know who he is.
Door, a place I've been so many times before. Familiar thoughts and phrases start to flow and carry me to places that I know so well. But dare I go where I don't understand? And do I dare remember where I am? I stand before the great eternal throne, the one that God himself is seated on. And I've been invited as a son. Oh, I've been invited to come and believe the unbelievable, receive the inconceivable, and see the hope that slumbers in my soul. Stir the fire inside and make it grow. I'm trusting in a love that has no end. The Savior of this world has called me friend, and I've been invited with the Son.
We
be a hard one to work out who was singing that. It was actually a gentleman called Stephen Curtis Chapman, an American recording, and it was called Great Expectations and came from his 1999 album Speechless. Some lovely songs on the album. A very powerful song too. But next, to change for a bit of light humour, we're going to listen to a gentleman who is well known from the 1930s and 40s. Elderly people and listeners will pick up this very well, I would imagine. Who is he?
Keep fit, take exercise, keep fit, and you'll be wise, that's it. Grow twice your size, whatever you do, keep fit, and take the air, don't flit, to your armchair you'll get, no medals there, whatever you do, keep fit, punch that bag as if you're punching your opponent's head, skip around, it might rebound and knock you out instead, keep fit, now bend the knees, don't sit, be careful please, you split, your Doremi's, whatever you do, keep fit. On your toes, that's it. Each movement shows your bit of muscle grows, whatever you do, keep fit. Now skip an hour or more, don't slip across the floor into the pub next door, whatever you do, keep fit. Punch that bag as if you're punching your opponent's head. Skip around, it might rebound and knock you out instead. Keep fit, you're doing swell, pull up that big dumbbell, pull up your shorts as well, whatever you do, keep fit, keep fit. Dodge in and out, swing lefts and rights about each hit. A mighty cloud, whatever you do, keep fit. You call at your girl's flat, just call to have a chat, that's all. It stops at that, whatever you do, keep fit. Punch that bag as if you're punching your opponent's head. Skip around, it might rebound and knock you out instead. No place like bed at all, in case you hear love's call your face. Turn to the wall, whatever you do, keep fit.
Well, I guess if I say it was the Emperor of Lancashire from that album title, people of my age and older will remember it was George Formby with his ukulele. The song Keep Fit, George really belted them out, didn't he? He made so many songs that were of humour and so delightful to listen to. Of course, an era long gone, but I hope you enjoyed that look and listen to George Formby. Next, a soundtrack again from a 2001 film. Really speaking, the film wasn't exactly the best as far as box office successes, but it had some very good special effects, and it was more of a love story than a war film. But anyway, the composer made a beautiful job with the soundtrack. Here is the opening music to that movie. Which one was it?
Thank you.
The music was entitled Tennessee, but it came from it was the opening music used in the film Pearl Harbor, composed by Hans Zimmer. He did a beautiful job of the score. In fact, actually, I think that's what made the movie more so than the actual storyline. However, I'm not going to be critical on movies, but certainly that soundtrack is beautifully done, as Hans Zimmer always seems to on a lot of his films he scores. We're going to finish off the last song. I'll tell you now, it comes from the same film, performed by Faith Hill singing There You'll Be. But before we go, I'd like to thank you all for listening to this week's programme. I hope you enjoyed the mixture, and will join me again next time for more Walls Hit and Miss. Until then, everyone, please take care, and all the best. Bye for now.
When I think back on these times and the dreams we left behind, are we glad? 'Cause I was blessed to get to have you in my life. When I look back on these days, I look and see your face. You were right there for me. In my dreams I'll always see you soar above the sky. In my heart there'll always be a place for you for all my life. I'll keep a part of you with me, and everywhere I am there you'll be. And and I always will remember all the strength you gave to me. Your love made me make it through. Oh, I owe so much to you. You were right there for me. In my dreams I everywhere I am.
program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.